And this vehicle I drove up in is a...
Is a car.
All right. And you might take it in and to the service station. They put it up on a rack and get under it and...
Grease it.
All right. And so yesterday he...
Greased.
All right. And the surface, after you've... If you fried some eggs in a frying pan and then didn't wash, you could say the surface is awfully...
Greasy.
Okay. And at the service station, they might also check the water on...
Oh, well.
Before they had electricity, people used to burn what in lamps?
Kerosene. Coal oil, I guess.
Coal both.
That's the more familiar term, it thought it was coal oil.
Okay. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp or torch made with a rag or a piece of cloth and a bottle or a can and kerosene? Do you have a name, a special name for that?
No, I don't know,
but I'll write it.
Uh-huh.
Wick, is that what you're...
Well, the wick is part of it, but no, what I'm really checking here is that we got the word from a folk informant, you know, really a person who's lived her whole life in the country, and she called it a flambeau, which I thought was...
Well, I've heard of them, flambeau.
For a homemade...
Yeah, I've done it. Mm-hmm.
Have you called them that?
No, I haven't called.
But I have heard that term.
Uh-huh. For use in the country, mm-hmm. I mean, right? Not a, because I usually think of that as a, something more elegant, you know, flamboy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Shakespeare play or, you know, in a fancy restaurant or something rather than...
Maybe they're just taking
the... Sure. Well, it's interesting. It's probably French borrowed from, you know, it might be borrowed from French. I'm not sure. How it got into, you know, American English. In toothpaste comes in a
tube.
All right. If they build a boat and they take it down to the water, they say, now we're going to
launch it.
All right. And a small boat that might be used on a river.
A motorboat.
Yeah, something that you wouldn't have.
A rowboat.
All right. Do you have any other names for that?
Canoes.
Do you know the term, did you ever use the term either John Boat or Bateau?
No.
Neither of those. Someone says, have you been to the store yet? And you say, no, but I am.
Going.
Sit holding.
Going.
Yeah,
I am going.
Yeah. And we.
We are going.
They.
Or we. They are going.
All right. And if someone's passing around some dessert and they seem to have skipped past you, and you might say, am I? To get some.
Am I going to get some?
Yeah. And then speaking of them, they have been saying, they going to get some.
They're going to get some.
Question.
Are they going to get some?
Yeah. And if a child has been, is one of your children looking for article of clothing, you find the clothing, you might say, here.
Here it is.
Okay. Using the word clothes, would you always say, here are your clothes? Would you ever say, here is your clothes?
No, I would say, here are, but...
Even if it's just one sweater?
No, I would refer to the article.
And you wouldn't call it clothes?
No.
Okay. You say, I don't think so, but... Many people, there are many people that
think just, so or thought
say,
so.
Yeah, we say there are many people that think so, or there's many. Would you ever say there's many people?
Yeah, that's used. There is.
Uh-huh. You say the whole thing then?
There is many people.
All right. Now, would you say that thinks so or that thinks so?
That thinks so.
Okay.